Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 1-2-3 Magic by clinical psychologist Thomas Phelan is a practical parenting guide focused on discipline for toddlers and young children. The book is best known for its simple counting approach that helps parents stop misbehavior without yelling, nagging, or lengthy lectures, written in an accessible, coaching style. It aims to reduce daily power struggles and bring more calm to common flashpoints such as tantrums, whining, backtalk, sibling conflict, and bedtime resistance. Rather than relying on complex reward charts or constant negotiation, Phelan presents a structured system built around consistency, emotional neutrality, and clear follow-through. The method is behavioral in orientation, emphasizing what parents can do in the moment to interrupt negative behavior and shape better habits over time. Alongside stopping problems, the book also addresses how to encourage positive behavior and strengthen the parent-child relationship. So discipline does not become the defining feature of family life. Its purpose is immediate usability, a plan parents can apply quickly and sustain under stress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the counting technique as a calm, consistent stop signal. At the center of 1-2-3 Magic is a brief, repeatable way to address obnoxious or disruptive behavior. The parent counts in a neutral tone, moving from 1 to 3, and a consequence follows if the behavior continues. The key is not the numbers themselves, but what they represent, a clear boundary paired with predictable follow-through. By reducing talking and removing emotional heat, counting is designed to prevent the child from pulling the parent into arguments, pleading, or escalating drama. The method helps parents avoid common traps such as repeating instructions, negotiating, or delivering long explanations while the child is already dysregulated. In practice, the count becomes a consistent stop sign for behaviors like whining, tantrums, pouting, and defiance. The structure can also support parents who feel unsure about when to intervene, because the process is the same across many situations. The approach emphasizes that the parent controls the delivery calm voice, minimal words, and consistency across caregivers when possible. This combination aims to make discipline more predictable for children and less exhausting for adults. Secondly, breaking the arguing and yelling cycle by eliminating interaction traps. A major theme in the book is that many discipline failures come less from lack of love or effort and more from patterns that unintentionally reward misbehavior. When a parent argues, scolds, or lectures, the child may receive attention, time, and emotional intensity, which can keep the conflict going. Phelan stresses reducing verbal engagement during misbehavior to cut off the fuel that sustains it. The calming method supports this by giving parents a script that avoids debate and keeps the adult from improvising under stress. The book also encourages parents to recognize how quickly a parent-child conflict can turn into a power struggle, especially with strong-willed children. Instead of trying to win an argument, the parent is guided to make expectations clear and then act consistently. This does not mean ignoring the child or being cold. It means separating discipline from emotional escalation. By staying matter-of-fact, parents can be firm without being harsh. Over time, the goal is a household where limits are communicated efficiently and the emotional climate is safer for both the child and the parent. Thirdly, effective consequences and the updated approach to timeouts. 1-2-3 Magic pairs the counting sequence with consequences that are simple, immediate, and consistent. While some editions move away from the label timeout because of how negatively many parents experience it, the book still addresses the concept of removing a child from reinforcement when behavior crosses a line. The emphasis is on using consequences as a teaching tool rather than a punishment delivered in anger. That includes choosing consequences that match the child's age, keeping them brief enough to be enforceable, and applying them without a long emotional performance. Phelan focuses on reducing explosions around consequences by having parents prepare the routine in advance and keep the process predictable. This helps discipline feel less like a personal battle and more like a household rule being enforced. The book also positions follow-through as essential once a parent reaches 3, the consequence must happen, or the system loses credibility, used consistently. Consequences are intended to lower the frequency of misbehavior and shorten episodes when they occur, while also giving parents a clear endpoint instead of endless back and forth. Fourthly, targeting common flashpoints, tantrums, whining, sibling conflict, and bedtime battles, the book is structured to be highly applicable to everyday parenting challenges, not just rare crisis behaviors. It addresses scenarios that drain families most tantrums and meltdowns in public, persistent whining, refusal to comply with simple instructions, talking back, and sibling rivalry that spirals into chaos. Bedtime and daily routines are highlighted because they often involve predictable transitions where children push limits and parents are tired. The 1-2-3 approach provides a uniform response across these situations, which reduces confusion for children and decision fatigue for parents. instead of tailoring a new speech for each problem, the parent relies on the same boundary-setting process. This is particularly useful when multiple children are involved, because consistent rules and responses can reduce perceptions of unfairness. The book also supports the idea that parents should intervene early, before a situation escalates into a full meltdown, while still keeping the response brief, by focusing on high-frequency behaviors and routine conflicts. The method aims to produce noticeable improvements in household calm and cooperation without requiring complex systems that are hard to maintain. Lastly, balancing stopping negative behavior with starting positive behavior, although the method is widely associated with stopping misbehavior, the book also emphasizes building a healthier overall family dynamic. Discipline is framed as only one part of parenting. Relationship, positive attention, and encouragement matter for long-term cooperation and self-esteem. Phelan promotes the idea that parents should not be interacting with their children primarily through correction. When positive behavior is noticed and reinforced, children get a clearer map of what works, and the home feels less adversarial. This start side of parenting complements the stop side by reducing the need for constant intervention. The approach encourages parents to look for opportunities to teach and support appropriate behavior outside the heat of conflict, when the child is calm and more able to learn. This balance also helps parents avoid becoming overly punitive or rule-focused. The goal is a practical household rhythm, clear limits when needed, and warm engagement when things are going well. In that sense, 1-2-3 magic positions effective discipline as a tool for protecting the parent-child relationship, not replacing it, by reducing the volume of negative interactions that can otherwise dominate family life. In conclusion, 1-2-3 magic is best suited for parents of toddlers through elementary age, children who feel stuck in repetitive conflicts, constant reminders, escalating arguments, and consequences that never quite happen. It is also useful for caregivers and educators who want a consistent, easy-to-communicate approach that can be applied across many settings. The practical benefit is clarity. The book offers a straightforward routine for responding to common misbehavior in a way that lowers parental reactivity and makes outcomes predictable for the child. For many families, that predictability alone reduces the intensity and frequency of conflicts, because children learn that pushing for a debate no longer works, intellectually. The book stands out by showing how adult behavior, especially talking too much and showing too much emotion in the moment, can accidentally maintain the very behaviors parents want to stop, compared with more theory-heavy parenting books or approaches that rely on elaborate reward systems. 1-2-3 Magic is designed for rapid implementation and sustainability under stress. It does not claim to solve every developmental challenge, but it provides a durable framework that helps families replace chaotic discipline with calm follow-through while leaving room for warmth, coaching, and connection outside of conflict moments. If you would like to support Thomas Phelan, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.